let's utilize them to make up this $35 million gap so these over 8,000 people can receive the services they need to help them live independently and with dignity in their own homes instead of being forced to be institutionalized in some way or sent to nursing home care, which is also very expensive to the state of Missouri. So the governor, even though this was bipartisan legislation during the end of session last year, and we were all very sort of pleased with ourselves for finding a solution for these people who need a little bit of help, and the governor vetoed that bill.